Well, let's talk about what's coming up, what's on the horizon for FreeBSD. I know another big item that's gotten some news recently, the Morello, the Cherry Morello project out of Cambridge and ARM. So somebody want to highlight that?
Yeah, so I think this is a really interesting project that is not FreeBSD per se, but one in which FreeBSD plays a really big part. So the Cherry project is an extension of processor instruction set architectures, ISAs, to support capabilities. And there's a lot to go into to kind of try and explain the background there. And I think the best, we're not gonna be able to cover it in a few moments here. But in effect, a capability is sort of an unforgeable, you can think of it as a pointer that's extended to be, to have additional information, i.e. A length and bounded limit. And it's an unforgeable token that allows access to the memory that it references. There's lots beyond that. But one of the keys is that it provides sort of guaranteed spatial memory safety. So it's, you know, if you have a capability that references some piece of memory, there is no way to use that to access anything outside of the memory that it references. And so the Cherry research project at the University of Cambridge started with a derivative of the MIPS ISA for their initial research, and has been extended to provide implementations for ARM64 and RISC-V as well. But the Morello project is particularly interesting because this is work that ARM itself has done to actually fabricate a physical CPU using Morello, which is the experimental ARM64 implementation of Cherry capabilities. And so this is a 64-bit ARM CPU with capability register extensions that can run Cherry BSD, which is the FreeBSD derivative that the Cherry folks have created that provides a fully capability-enabled kernel. And these systems are starting to ship to researchers. The initial systems have shipped to Cambridge, and additional systems are shipping to various researchers looking to use this, looking to continue their research on this platform.
What else is coming up? What's up with Beehive and ARM64?
So this is on our roadmap for foundation-sponsored work that Andy Turner can take on. So Andy works for the foundation on a variety of ARM64 things. And one of the tasks that we have on the plan is to help support the efforts to integrate the 64-bit ARM support that exists for Beehive. So there are patches that exist today to add 64-bit ARM Beehive support, but there's some work that needs to be done just to get them into an integratable state and resolve some outstanding issues. And so that's one of the next tasks that will be on Andy's plate and allow us to run Beehive on all of our tier 1 architectures.
What other upcoming things do you want to discuss today? There's plenty, given the roadmap that you mentioned and such.
So I think one thing we can talk about or mention at least is that the FreeBSD Foundation's work on Wi-Fi will continue. So in addition to finishing up the remaining steps on sort of just stabilizing and integrating the IWL Wi-Fi support for Intel NICs, there's drivers for additional devices and enabling 802.11 and an 802.11 AC and future Wi-Fi standards within the FreeBSD Wi-Fi stack. So that's work that's in progress and on the foundation's roadmap already.
And we've also been talking to Moritz Systems to continue their work on LLDB. It's in the early stages and nothing's finalized yet, but some of the possible improvements or further improvements to LLDB would be multi-process support. We discussed a few more usability improvements. Perhaps some lower priorities that were discussed were support for RISC-V or tracing syscalls similar to S-Trace or Trust.
Well, that's a lot that's going around. Are there more things that you want to mention before we wrap up?
I think one thing we should try and talk about here a little bit is just the kind of renewed interest in FreeBSD as a desktop. I think that is something that historically FreeBSD was sort of very well known as a server operating system. And people have been running FreeBSD on a desktop for quite some time, but it's kind of grown and waned in popularity over time. And I think a few years ago, there was very much a perception that FreeBSD developers don't use FreeBSD on their own laptops. You know, there was comments at conferences and such that the FreeBSD developers were all using Macs and such. And I don't think that was ever fully true, but certainly certainly there's been a strong growth in the number of developers who use FreeBSD as their day-to-day desktop environment, their daily driver. So I've been using FreeBSD as my desktop for years and years. I think everyone on this call, Mark and Joe, uses FreeBSD as their primary desktop environment. And I think that there's been an interest in sort of FreeBSD as a desktop that's always been there, but has grown in the community again over time. And we see this also with projects like GhostBSD or Hello System that try to build desktop environments. The closest thing I guess we would have to a distro in the FreeBSD world that build on FreeBSD and try to package FreeBSD as a ready-to-use pleasant desktop environment.
Yeah, we've been getting quite a lot of development effort in kind of desktop-oriented device drivers. So, I mean, there's a huge amount of work that goes into maintaining ports of the DRM graphics drivers from Linux. And those work very well on contemporary hardware, like on, my framework laptop, which runs FreeBSD, has Tiger Lake, or is it Tiger Lake? I can't quite remember the name anymore. One of Intel's silly names.
One of the lakes.
One of the lakes. Tiger Lake, yes. So that works flawlessly on at least the development branch. I haven't had any graphics problems. Similarly, a number of my AMD GPUs, fairly recent ones, all work properly with FreeBSD. Vladimir Konditurev has been working on touchpad drivers, and in particular, HID devices that use I2C as a transport, which has been pretty common among laptops for the past 2 years. So having first-class support for that has been great for anyone looking to run FreeBSD on a modern laptop.
And I'll mention that it's nice that the DRM work for modern graphics support hasn't sacrificed support for some fairly old devices. We have two laptops here running FreeBSD. I think one's Ivy Bridge and one Sandy Bridge, and the DRM FreeBSD ports work fine. They're just install them and go.